This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, August 1st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Favor domestic feedstocks for 45Z, senators say. Mexican rail challenges said to hinder U.S. ag shipments, and 7 million pounds of meat recalled. Senators, limit biofuel subsidy to domestic feedstocks. A bipartisan group of senators is pushing the Treasury Department to restrict the new 45Z clean fuels tax credit to domestically sourced feedstocks. That would prevent imports of used cooking oil from qualifying for the tax subsidy. In the past year, used cooking oil imports from China and other countries have averaged over half a billion pounds per month, Senator Roger Marshall's office said in a news release. As a result, there has been downward pressure on the price of American soybeans, corn, and its derivatives. The senators say in a letter to Treasury, if more is not done to support the production and utilization of domestic feedstocks, the U.S. will see its renewable fuels industry shift focus from domestically oriented feedstocks toward imports. Allowing U.S. tax credits to fund the importation and use of foreign feedstocks to produce biofuels would put U.S. agriculture at the back of the line, while foreign agriculture producers are subsidized by U.S. taxpayers. The Kansas Republican co-led the letter with Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Other signers were Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Eric Schmidt of Missouri, Mike Braun of Indiana, Todd Young of Indiana, Dick Durbin of Illinois, Cammie Duckworth of Illinois, Deb Fisher of Nebraska, Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Tina Smith of Minnesota, Gary Peters of Michigan, and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. Mexican rail challenges hinder U.S. ag shipments, commodity groups warn. 26 farm and commodity groups are warning federal officials that Mexican rail disruptions fueled by insufficient infrastructure are hindering the delivery of U.S. agriculture products. In a letter, the groups urge Surface Transportation Board Chair Robert Primus, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai to press the Mexican government for additional investments in the country's rail network amid embargoes, congestion, and service delays that are hindering rail carrier Ferromex's delivery of agriculture products. Migrants have also added to the delays by stopping trains, the group say. Roughly two-thirds of the $30 billion in ag products are exported to Mexico every year. In the case of grain, about two-thirds of exports move by rail, the letter says. The group say rail capacity challenges would force Mexican importers to look to competitors like Brazil and Russia for supplies, hindering U.S. trade. USMCA passed Congress on an understanding that U.S. goods would be sold to Mexico and vice versa based on market forces, the group say. The rail capacity constraint is challenging trade, placing Ferromex in a position of having to choose products to ration rail service, resulting in U.S. agricultural products bearing the brunt of rationing. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. ITC reopens investigation into impact of Mexican tomatoes. The International Trade Commission has reopened an anti-dumping investigation into Mexican tomatoes. In a notice published in the Federal Register today, the ITC says it will conduct a review on the issue of low-priced tomatoes from south of the border. U.S. tomato producers are seeking to terminate a suspension agreement that has allowed tomatoes to flow into the country from Mexico. Whatever data the Commerce Department uses, the record is clear. Mexican tomatoes have been consistently dumped in the U.S. market over the last 30 years. Michael Chandler, executive vice president of the Florida Tomato Exchange, said after that decision was issued. The record is also clear that none of the suspension agreements have worked. Democrats celebrate aid for farmers who faced loan discrimination. USDA says 43,000 farmers and ranchers across the country will get a total of $2 billion to make up for past discrimination in farm loan programs. The Discrimination Financial Assistance Program was created through the Inflation Reduction Act and offers assistance to practicing or prospective farmers and ranchers who faced discrimination before January 2021. Senate Ag Committee member Raphael Warnock of Georgia pushed USDA to act on the issue and said he was glad to see farmers will be getting relief soon. These farmers have been waiting a long time, and they've been a part of a struggle to just maintain their livelihood, Warnock told AgriPulse. House Ag Committee ranking member David Scott of Georgia says in a statement, the assistance delivers on commitments to, quote, invest in equity, fight for fairness, and uplift our producers who have faced discrimination. You can read more about USDA's announcement in our story at www.agripulse.com. 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products recalled over listeria outbreak. Boar's Head Provisions Company, Inc., has recalled about 7 million additional pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products after a sample tested positive for a listeria outbreak strain. The company previously recalled all liverwurst product and deli meats products made on the same line and on the same day as the adulterated liverwurst, according to USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. This totaled about 207,500 pounds of product. As of July 30th, agencies have identified 34 sick people in 13 states with 33 hospitalizations and 2 deaths associated with this strain of listeria. The latest recall includes 71 products produced between May 10th and July 29th and distributed nationwide under the Boar's Head and Old Country brand. Here's the final word. Yes, we want to show where our Republican Senate colleagues are. We want to show that they're out of touch with their House Republican colleagues, who are often more conservative than they are. That Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York acknowledging that today's tax bill vote is intended to put GOP senators on the record on a popular measure. The bill passed the House overwhelmingly earlier this year, but Senate Republicans argue the issue should be left to next year when parts of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, August 1st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.